Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 38 Special bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for this chaos. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Sarah Heiner is our guest, our good friend, president, CEO, Bottom Line Publications. BottomLineInc.com is where you can go to subscribe for their twice monthly Bottom Line Personal Magazine, which is outstanding. It's kind of unique, folks, in the world. And so you have the chance to glom onto some of that. And then also their annuals, their yearbooks for so many different topics are all there, and many, many other pieces of good information, excellent content, including Sarah's blog, which we're going to talk about right now. Sarah, you wrote a piece in your blog about service. Are we in a post-service economy? In other words, are we in an economy where service is either hard or not findable? What do you think?
You know what? You go on these websites, and they have their fancy mission statements that talk about all their care and all the good they're going to do in the world. And you go into the store, or you try and select something off the site and get some help,
yep,
and they're useless.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So while they're donating to be sure that we don't have straws in our drinking
right
cups, they should spend some time training their people to, A, have knowledge about the product, and, B, care about the customer.
Mm-hmm.
So I was so mad. It was Christmas time, and I had gone into – I don't want to name names. I went into a store to buy some underwear for my daughter. And they pointed me to where the underwear was. They'd moved it in the store. And I go back there, and now I can't tell the difference. There's a gray box and a white box.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked someone for help. And she literally says, well, you can read the box.
Exactly. Like,
what do you mean I can read the box? Right? Are
yep.
you kidding
yep.
me?
How old was this person who told you that? 21, 22?
She was young.
Yeah.
She was young.
Of
but
course.
I got to tell you, it's not just young people. I don't want to hang that on young people.
No, but they don't mean to be. They're not being disrespectful when they kind of leave you on your own. They're thinking that you're going to behave the way they would behave.
Well, do they behave, though? So here's the question. Have we trained them to behave, to be self-reliant in looking for information because they can't get anything? I was looking at some stats last night that the most frustrating experience for people is telephone customer service.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you'd think that you'd be able to get good customer service, but in fact, people want live chats. Why do they want live chats? Because telephone customer service is so frustrating.
Right.
Right. I think we've trained the young generation to, we've kind of left them dangling.
Well, here's the thing. The young people walking in to do the same purchase you were going to make went on the website while they were walking, literally while they were walking into the building, went on the website to find out what's the difference in the gray box and the white box. So they saw a video, and I'm not being facetious. They watched a video, a difference in a gray box and a white box. So they saw the product, and they said, oh, yeah, the gray box, that's what I want. And they walked in, they picked up the gray box. They didn't have to ask anybody because they'd already done that homework. You and I, as baby boomers, we don't do that. We ask the question. And that's the reason why I think your answer, your question, are we in a post-service economy? I'm sorry to say, I think we may be. I think we may already be there.
Well, I think so. I think, again, the companies, they talk highbrow,
yeah,
but in execution.
That's because the people who do the marketing are completely disconnected to the execution in the economy. Totally disconnected.
They're not getting trained properly. They probably don't even have the power.
They don't have enough people either.
A company they don't have the empowerment to be able to make the decisions.
That's
got
right.
Have you ever tried to vary from the Amazon return policy?
Yeah, forget it.
It's hell, right?
No.
They're easy as long
this
as
this is
you
the way it is,
value.
And this is why what you're describing is why there should always be small business. But I have to say, and I'm indicting my own people, I'm frustrated because I often walk into a small business and get the same treatment, and I don't understand that. I understand if a big company brushes me off. I expect it from them. But when I walk into a small business and I get brushed off or I get disregarded or whatever, it makes me nuts. And I tell them, I haul them up. I mean, I call them out on it.
But this is where fish rots from the head.
That's right.
When you walk into that store, big or small, and the person behind the counter is sitting there playing Candy Crush.
Right.
Instead of asking you what you need, or being there to be able to, product line to be
this,
able to answer.
This is a multifaceted thing, Sarah. It's not just training. It is a generational thing. There's no question about this. There's no question about it. There are generational differences that are putting pressure on service. Now, I want to quickly move from that over to this other one. You wrote an article about be proud of your success. If you're successful and you've had financial success, should you be self-conscious about looking like you're successful, like having a nice boat, having a nice car, taking nice trips, wearing nice clothes? What do you think? Quickly, I've got a thought about this.
Looking at it, should you feel guilty about it?
Yeah.
Right? So there's this message that's being out there. Mayor de Blasio last week in New York is giving a speech
that
there's enough money, right? How are you going to incent people to be successful if you punish them for it?
That's right.
If you tell them they're not entitled to keep the money that they have, if you tell them that if you make them wrong for their successes.
Right.
And I'm not talking excessive disgust.
And most of the people I know who have money, and this is one, I'm not a rich person, but the way I feel appropriate about whatever success I've had is I try to bless others with whatever I have. And there was a great article in the Wall Street Journal about that this week. Go ahead.
But with success comes responsibility.
That's right.
Right. When you're successful, that means you also have the responsibility to give back.
That's right. And most of the people I know do that. And that's what de Blasio misses, isn't it?
Well, and all those I could pay taxes or I could hire all these people. I could go out to restaurants. I could get my nails done. Whatever it is, give a job and...
Hold on to that thought. Quick break, right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.